88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday, chatting with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center, to learn a whole bunch of great stuff. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. We started way back on the first week of July here. Five ways to build a better life through design thinking. Now, I know we've covered three topics, so I'm thinking there's two today.
You are correct. Awareness and radical collaboration are the last two mindsets that Evans and Burnett recommend when you want to design your life. So here is what awareness is. Know it's a process. Life design is a journey. And part of thinking like a designer is being aware of the process, the messy, silly, emotional, and unpredictable process. You have to let go of the end goal to be open to the solution. Often we don't get started because we don't know every step along the way. That's normal. Remember, be biased towards action. So here's a reframe that can really help. So dysfunctional belief. I need to figure out my best possible life, make a plan, and then execute it. Well, bottom line is most of us are going to burn out on that pretty fast.
Yep.
But here's the reframe. There are multiple great lives and plans within me, and I get to choose which one to build my way forward to next.
Oh, that seems so much more calm.
Yes. So here's the challenge. Write down three things you still want to be when you grow up, and three things you want to have more of in your life. Remember how you believed all of these things were possible as a kid. They still are as an adult. Each prototype is a step in the process of building, again, a well-lived and joyful life.
Okay, that's
and
good.
Finally, radical collaboration. Ask for help. This is perhaps the most important design thinking mindset in the Life Design Program, according to Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. You are not and should not be alone. An artist can create a masterpiece holed up in a cabin in a woods, but a designer cannot create the next global behavior-changing piece of hardware solo. Your life is more like a great design than a piece of art. It is a collaborative process. So here's the dysfunctional belief. It's my life. I have to design it all by myself. And the good news is here's the reframe. You live and design your life in collaboration with others. The sooner you build your life design team, the better. So engage the people you love and admire and work together to design a better life with those individuals and within your community.
Okay,
this is one of the core differences in design thinking mindset versus other coaching or strategy frameworks. We do it in community.
Good point. Yeah, sometimes it's just tough to want to ask for help, but people always want to help, so just ask.
Yeah, and people love to share their story, their journey, how they got to where they are. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the best conversations for designing our own life.
Indeed.
Because, again, that shows curiosity, which was our first step, and moves us into trying stuff and then being aware that as we're trying, it's a bit messy, but that's okay. And we can do it in connection with those that we love and admire.
Okay, great topic for the month of July, and people that want further info, I'm sure, can reach out to Eckert Center.
They sure can. This is a fantastic way to use your insurance benefits. This can help graduates who have their degrees and now want to design their adult life, and it can also be for adults who might feel stuck in the life that they're in. So again, reach out at EckertCenter.com. You can click the book your appointment, or you can give us a call. And of course, we have a gift certificate, Mike, to
yes.
give away today.
Every week, somebody blessed with a free consultation. Who's that going to go to?
Let's go with caller number 7 today.
Caller 7, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Always appreciate you checking in with our Shine family, and we'll have a new topic for August next week.
Sounds good.